Hey, everybody, welcome to Peck Report. So breaking Israel news is reporting a very prominent rabbi is saying that their Messiah, or our Antichrist, quite possibly, is saying that their Messiah is here and will appear on Purim. So we're going to talk about that. Are we about to see the revealing of the Antichrist? And depending on your rapture view, does that mean that the rapture is going to happen before that? So we're gonna jump into that. If you haven't had a chance to do so, make sure you subscribe to this channel. Please click the bell for notifications and keep checking joshpeckdisclosure.com for more updates, more information, and to get your access to the Last Days Warrior Summit. This is a collection of exclusive videos, many of which that have been censored on YouTube and other places. Videos you can't get anywhere else. Teachings on conspiracy, videos, MP3s, PDFs, stuff that you just can't get anywhere else. It's a big collection. I contributed my own exclusive content about Leviathan, the source of all conspiracy. And I actually put a link in the description below. You can click on that link. That'll take you right there. If you go there, Last Days Warrior Summit, or you can go to joshpeckdisclosure.com and you can click on the link from there. But you're getting all of these materials for less than a tenth of what they are actually worth. So you're going to want to jump on this opportunity. It's very important. And again, you're not going to find this stuff anywhere else. Okay, so this prominent rabbi says the Messiah began on Sunday, will appear on Purim, and will finish with Israeli elections. So Rabbi Chaim Kanevsky, one of the most prominent rabbis of this generation, made this shocking statement claiming that the Messiah will precede the upcoming Israeli elections. And several rabbis noted that the writing is on the wall and the signs that the process leading up to the Messiah has already begun for those who have the eyes to see it. Now, again, keep in mind that a common Christian eschatological interpretation is that who the Jews are looking for as Messiah will actually end up being our Antichrist, because we know the Messiah already came. That's Jesus. There are others that say that there are other interpretations that see that say the coming Messiah will actually be the second coming of Jesus. That one, you got to say that a lot of the other stuff has already been fulfilled, all the Antichrist stuff, and that's kind of more of a certain direction of partial preterist view. I don't believe that. I think that there still are a lot of prophecies that need to be fulfilled, the Antichrist being one of them. So I think most likely the coming of this figure, this Messiah figure for the Jews, I think that it's going to be our Antichrist, or there's a good case to be made that it could be our Antichrist, and they won't realize that until the abomination of desolation happens. Now, the good news is once that happens, yes, there's going to be a lot of persecution, but there's also going to be a lot of Jewish people turning to the real Messiah, turning to Jesus, and recognizing that he is the real Messiah. So we're looking forward to that, but all the bad stuff that comes along with it is not so good. So that's why it's a good idea to go out and try to get Jews saved now. Try to tell Jewish people who their Messiah is and why Jesus fits the bill. Now, Rabbi Yuketel Fish, who is an expert in Kabbalah, which is Jewish mysticism, gave a lesson this week in which he discussed how the Messiah was imminent. So Rabbi Fish cited Rabbi Chaim Kanevsky, one of the most prominent Haredi or ultra-Orthodox rabbis of this generation, who began foretelling the arrival of the Messiah just a few years ago. So Rabbi Fish said, and he said this, warning that it is forbidden to mock the righteous. He said, quote, "It is written that in the days leading up to the Messiah, Zadokim, or righteous men, will begin to announce his arrival, but some people, those who have not prepared for his arrival, will laugh at the righteous and the learned," end quote. And I do want to say I don't believe this is a laughing matter at all. Now, do I believe that, the real Messiah is coming? No. I believe there's a second coming of Jesus, but I believe that the first appearing, the first coming of Messiah has already occurred. I am not one that would ever laugh at these people. I think that that is highly immature, because you're literally laughing at people going to hell and being eternally damned and separated from God. That to me is the height of seriousness. One reason that we do stories like this is, for one thing, is a reminder that we need to pray for Israel and the Jewish people. We should be praying all the time for them, and really just anybody who's not saved. But since they seem to play such a big role in Bible prophecy, they really need a lot of prayer. But also to get us motivated, us as Christians, to learn how to explain to a Jewish person how Jesus is the fulfillment of the Messiah prophecies. So that's something that we need to know. Now, Fish emphasized that Konevsky was especially suited for announcing the arrival of the Messiah. Not only is Rabbi Konevsky one of the most learned and righteous Jews alive today, according to them, but there is another indication of his connection to the Messiah. Rabbi Konevsky's full given name is Shmaryahu Yosef Chaim Ben Miriam. So Rabbi Fish noted that the first letters of each of Rabbi Konevsky's Hebrew name can be rearranged to spell Mashiach or Messiah. Now, Rabbi Fish related a story that is just now being told within Haredi circles in Israel. A young Torah scholar from outside of Israel was hosted for the Sabbath a few weeks ago at the house of a follower of Rabbi Konevsky. And this young man visited Konevsky during the Sabbath. He asked the rabbi if he should apply for Israeli citizenship in order to vote for the Haredi party in the Israeli elections being held on April 9th. So Rabbi Konevsky answered, quote, "There is no need. The Messiah will already be here before the elections," end quote. So the young man was unsure that he had heard the rabbi correctly. So after he departed from the house, he asked Konevsky's grandson, who's a venerated rabbi in his own right, to confirm the answer. And the grandson entered the rabbi's chamber and asked again, should the young man apply for citizenship before elections? And Rabbi Konevsky responded, quote, "I already told him that there is no need. The Messiah will be here before the elections," end quote. Now, Rabbi Fish emphasized the need for Rabbi Konevsky to make such statements. So he said, Rabbi Fish told this to Breaking Israel News, said, quote, "People need to act in practical manners to prepare for the Messiah. Rabbi Konevsky is calling for all religious Jews and all Jews in general to come together to show unity, not just for the Israeli elections or national interests. Our ultimate goal as a nation is to bring the Messiah, and we need to be united to actually love one another to do this," end quote. Now, Rabbi Pinchas Winston, an expert in Jewish sources concerning the Messiah, normally kind of scoffs at predictions of the Messiah's arrival based on a precise date, but does note that such a statement made by a scholar and righteous Jew of Rabbi Konevsky's stature needed to be related to in a different manner. So Rabbi Winston told Breaking Israel News, quote, "You should know that Jews who live in a Messiah awareness take these predictions seriously. People who haven't been trained properly to see this can't see it. They won't see it, even when it is happening in front of our eyes," end quote. Winston noted that the paradigm for this ability to see the redemption was implicit in the story of the Exodus from Egypt. So he said, quote, "Moses was walking around for 79 years, and when he revealed himself, so many people, Jews and Egyptians, were surprised," end quote. So Winston noted that many people cannot see the beginnings of the Messiah as they are actually appearing because they have been taught that redemption has never happened. So he says, quote, "The modern state of Israel is the second time the Jews have come back to Israel. There have already been two Jewish temples in Jerusalem. People who are not educated or living in Messiah context don't relate to this, so they can't see it as a possibility even while it is happening," end quote. Now, Rabbi Winston applied this concept to modern history. He said, quote, "The Holocaust never happened until it did. So the Jews were surprised by it, even though it was building up for years. Today, people learn about the Holocaust as if it could never happen again. So even after the synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh and the election of openly anti-Semitic politicians, they insist it cannot happen again. God can be speaking right at you, saying the Messiah is right in front of you, but if you refuse to hear, you won't, end quote. And that, again, Winston explained that. Now, I will say that I believe God is exactly doing that. He is exactly speaking right in people's faces, saying Jesus is the Messiah. Yeshua HaMashiach has already come and ascended into heaven, and he is going to return someday. And so it's a little ironic that he says that in terms of a Messiah that they believe hasn't come yet, when that statement is actually true, but just from the Christian context. Now, Rabbi Fish agreed with Winston, emphasizing that prophetic predictions could materialize while going unnoticed. So 8 days ago, Rabbi Fish predicted that the blood moon lunar eclipse that passed over the continental U.S. on Sunday would be a significant omen, even more so because it coincided with the Jewish holiday of Tu B'Shevat. And we talked about that on this channel, and in an unprecedented daylight airstrike by the Israeli Air Force against Iranian military targets in southern Syria on Sunday led to an intensification of the conflict. An Iranian general declared that his forces were prepared to, quote, destroy Israel, end quote. And the Israeli intelligence minister referred to the situation as an open confrontation with Iran. So we've talked about that on this channel, the significance of what that blood moon might have been, and how rare of an occurrence that specific type of blood moon was. Now, Rabbi Fish said, quote, it is true that Rabbi Kanivsky has been saying the Mashiach is imminent for a few years, but that is not really very long when we are speaking about the Messiah. And every time Rabbi Kanivsky speaks in different terms, describing a different aspect of the process, The Messiah is already active in the world, but not everyone is willing to see this. Some people are unwilling to see this, no matter what proof is presented. If the conflict with Syria develops, it will become clear that the process of the Messiah began on Tu B'Shevat, end quote. Now, Rabbi Fish emphasized that the upcoming Israeli elections are the result of a political divide that may prove to be irreconcilable. So Fish said, quote, this could be the end of the Israeli government as we know it. The conflict is over the law concerning the draft. The Supreme Court gave them 3 months to solve this. After that, no one knows what will happen. The only solution is unity, not the appearance of unity for political purposes, but a sincere and deep unity of the Jewish people. The last time we stood together as a nation was in the days of the temple. If this political crisis or the military crisis brings us together, the result could be the Messiah, end quote. Now, Rabbi Kanevsky's statement was also discussed by Rabbi Matityahu Glazerson. If you're familiar with that name, I've interviewed Richard Shaw quite a number of times, who has done work with Rabbi Glazerson with Torah codes. So that might be, if you're familiar with that name, that's probably from where. But he's an expert in Torah codes, and in a recent video he discussed this. So using a Torah program that searches for equidistant letter sequences in the Bible, Rabbi Glazerson did a search for relevant expressions concerning Kanivsky's announcement. Now, I will say, I am actually really good friends with Richard Shaw. He might be a really good person to bring back on this show to talk about this. If you would like that to happen, leave me a comment in the comment section below and tell me to bring Richard Shaw on to talk about this or whatever you want. But remind me is what I'm saying. Remind me, and I'll make sure to do that. Now, Glazerson noted that the term for in Hebrew for the Messiah will come, it appears once in Leviticus 23, and it's adjacent to the letters signifying the Hebrew year 5779. And the rabbi also noted that included in the table was the word from Purim, or Purim. The holiday of Purim will fall on March 21st of this year, which is 3.5 weeks before the Israeli elections. And also included in the table is the word repentance and belief. So Rabbi Glazerson said, quote, Teshuva and belief are what bring the Messiah, even in the times that are suited for the Messiah to come. Without Teshuva, there can be no Messiah, and faith is what leads to Israel being redeemed, end quote. So obviously, they have a very different take on the Messiah than we do, but that's why this is important. It's important for us to look at it, because even though we don't believe the same things, it really doesn't matter. They believe it. There could easily come a situation where they believe there's going to come this Messiah figure, and then they appoint somebody to be the Messiah figure. And then, you know, who knows how that will all play out. But one possible way that it could end up is that whoever that figure is, again, could be our Antichrist. And that would fill in a lot of blanks in Bible prophecy and a lot of questions. And that would tell us which of these paths, these many paths of interpreting Bible prophecy that we talk about on this channel, that would really narrow it down. And we'd be able to actually really, you know, pick a lane. So I want to know what you think about this. Now, before we close the program, I would love to invite you to the Hear the Watchman conference. We're going to be talking about important topics like this, but it's sounding the alarm. Jesus is coming. It's March 28th through the 31st of 2019 in Dallas, Texas. If you use the promo code Josh20, J-O-S-H-2-0, you can get $20 off your tickets, which is a phenomenal deal. I put a link in the description below on this video. Click on that. And you can do that while you're getting your Last Days Warrior Summit access as well. That one, the Last Days Warrior Summit, that's from the comfort of your own home. You can immediately start watching these videos. This Sounding the Alarm, this Hear the Watchman conference, is an actual conference where you get to go meet people in person, take a little vacation, get a hotel room, all that stuff. Lots of fun. I cannot wait for it. There's an amazing lineup of speakers, too many to name. And this, what you're seeing right there, that is only a partial list. There's even more that's being being listed at hearthewatchmen.com. So make sure you check that out. Russ Dizdar, Gary Wayne is going to be there. Irvin Baxter, me and Stephen Bancars are going to be giving a presentation together, which will be great. Paul Begley, L.A. Marzulli, Carl Gallup, Zev Perat. I've heard that Ryan Peterson, author of Judgment of the Nephilim, is going to be there. He's not speaking, but he's going to be there. I'm definitely going to be hanging out with him because he is one of the coolest guys I've ever met. So expect to see him at my table for a little while, probably, hopefully. But we would all love for you to come on out, meet us, shake our hands, ask us questions, tell us your theories about things. This isn't only fellowship for you guys, it's fellowship for us too. These conferences are really, they're just as meaningful for us as we know that they are for you, because it's kind of rare, just like with you guys, it's rare that we ever get to get out and really talk about this stuff. Most of the time we're doing it behind a camera or within our own little ministry social circles, you know, which is usually not comprised of a whole lot of people. It's rare for any of us to actually, you know, go to church and talk about this stuff. So we're in the same boat with you guys as that. We know many of you, we've heard many times that these conferences have almost become like church to you, because it's a place where you really get fellowship, and you don't get that fellowship in your church at home. I can certainly relate. I totally, totally understand where you're coming from with that. That's why I personally don't go to church. I have an excuse, though. I work in full-time ministry, so every day is kind of like church. So I'm not suggesting that people shouldn't go to church. I'm just saying, you know, to each their own with that. But you don't want to forsake the fellowship. That's the most important thing. Forsaking fellowship does not mean not going to church. You can have fellowship with believers without church, without an actual church building on Sunday mornings. But anyway, all that aside, we would love to meet you. Josh20 is your promo code, and click the link below in the description below, or go to joshpeckdisclosure.com and you can find the link there. And also, you should just keep checking my website every day for new updates. They're going up every day. We're going to be making some changes on the website, and we would always love to hear your suggestions. So go ahead and email those. Or leave a comment in the comment section. Best way to get a hold of me is joshpeckdisclosure@gmail.com. If you want to contact me, I promise I will read your email. I cannot promise that I will reply. It's getting harder and harder to reply, because I'm getting more and more emails, which is great. It's an amazing blessing, and I know many of you have questions. If you have emailed me and I haven't answered you, I apologize. I do promise I did read it, but because I read every email, but it just depends when I get an email, and it's starting to get kind of rare that I can actually respond, unless it's something just real quick and snappy. But anyway, all that aside, keep checking back joshbeckdisclosure.com. Subscribe to this channel and please click the bell for notifications. If YouTube still doesn't notify you, send YouTube an angry letter and then just keep checking back every day. Every day you're going to get new videos on here. And so like I said, we're always open to constructive criticism. We love you guys. We love reading your comments, your suggestions for the show and what you want to see on Peck Report and Peck Underground Church. And again, if you want to see, if you want me to reach out to Richard Shaw about Bible code stuff, 2019, Third Temple, possible Antichrist figure, false Messiah coming on the stage. Remind me in the comment section below because I know right after this I got to go do something else and I might forget. So a good way to remind me if you want to see that, leave me a comment. All right, everybody, it's been a blast. Love you all. Until next time, take care and God bless. This has been Peck Report.